Jesus' name. May any hose sent from hell be supernaturally repelled from any husbands. In Jesus' name, we come against hoes in the name of Jesus. We declare hoes have no place here. In Jesus' name.
Hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonticolo. Giving a shout-out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen. Send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 pound in the house. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. The Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. The Best There Is, The Best There Was, The Best There Ever Will Be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You Can't Fit This Hustle Inside of a Rapper, a.k.a. The Duke of Dignity, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you inbred, cornbread eating, Glenmo drinking ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro is My Halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, download, subscribe to the Frocast. We are on any podcast reader out there, or you can go to Frocast.com and listen to the show. We also have a voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes, exclusive content, and get shout out on the show. Like our latest Patreon, we got Justin Credible. We got Taurus. We got Jay, and we got AK Coker. Listen, Mr. AK Coker, I know for a fact I have said your name at least 5 times. What's going on with your car situation? Now, listen,
I ain't mad at you.
I'm not trying to get in your business, sir, But
you sound like you are, sir.
But I'm just saying, like, it seems like every other month, AK Coker, you trying to switch it up now? Listen, I appreciate the support. But dog, man, get you a reliable. You too old.
No, he not.
To be not have a reliable car. Put it on your Cash App. Put it on something. Put it on your Weeble or whatever them shit's called. But yeah, man. So you could be just like these four gentlemen. Get shouted out on the show, or you know, you can just do it and say, hey, don't shout me out. But we appreciate it either way.
He wanted to shout out.
Yeah. Now, if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? Let's retweet it, reblog it. Add us in your story. Tag us in that story. We'll shout you out like, who did it this week, man? WV Uncommonplace, Pork Show Love. Who else show love, man? Man, anybody else? Sharula, myself, Shorty. You know, the usual victim. You know, the suspects. I mean, say victims. But, yo, man, because we really do appreciate that, man. Sharing is caring, man. And it also tricks the algorithm. And if it really don't trick the algorithm, at least it's showing people on your feed, like, yo, check this Frocast out. These niggas keep putting this show on here every week. They'll listen to them eventually. And once they listen, they're going to be hooked. Because, you know, it's that good crack over here, baby.
Mm, that good crack.
Yes. So, now, all the pandering is out of the way. Oh, we got a Clap Cleats shake this week. Shout out to Clap Cleats.
Okay,
don't forget about Clap Cleats, where you need that extra grip when you in there. Because it's getting cold now, for real. Now, this is Clap Cleats season right here.
It's
the turn to fall now. It ain't hot. I can understand why y'all weren't buying y'all Clap Cleats in the summer. But now it's cold. It's depending on where you live at, it's cool. It might be cold where you live at. But when you're getting snuggling up with your boo and y'all want to get it in, because I know most people are getting rid of carpets now. And it's, hey, look, even if you got carpet, Clap Cleats work on carpet. But most people got these little slick ass flows and shit, and you really can't get your grip on these slick ass flows. But if you put on a pair of Clap Cleats, you can. So go to clapcleats.com, enter Nappy Afro at checkout, save you some money. And when you with your honey, you could be getting that money. So. Go to clapcleats.com, code word, Nappy Afro, save you some money. Now, all the pandering is out of the way, Queen Germ. I have to ask you, how was your week?
And I'm glad that you did. When I tell you, from the last time I saw y'all, talked to y'all, it's been a week. I enjoyed myself. I went home. Y'all know it's deep in the homecoming.
That's why we ain't do no show. Queen Germs in Savannah, y'all. Blame Queen Germs because it wasn't no show last week. She was in Savannah.
And that's a lie from the depths of hell. Because y'all already know I will handle my business before I go out of town. So that ain't even an issue. But nonetheless, we took a break. We back now. But when I tell you we deep in the homecoming season now, if you go to a HBCU, live near HBCU, you need to check one out. It ain't nothing but the middle of the month yet. So it's a whole lot more going on. They go deep into November. So we got quite a few that's still on the docket. So we got several weekends left.
So who's coming up this weekend? Somebody got to be this weekend.
Albany State. Okay. Clark Atlanta. Elizabeth City State. Kentucky State. Livingston. We got Miles. Norfolk State. So
that's all this weekend?
Yes.
It's a lot. Hey, we outside.
We all the way outside. And when I tell you the people that's outside, they got even more the following weekend. FAMU on October the 29th. It's looking good out here.
When is Jiho?
Oh, if you want to know, if you should have known already that homecoming is the same weekend as FAMU homecoming. So I guess it's happening at the same damn time. So you got to make a choice.
So what's going on there? How many homecomings going on that weekend? On 10/29.
Yeah,
niggas gonna have to make decisions on that day.
So that's gonna be Benedict, Delaware State, FAMU, Harris Stowe, and A&T, Texas Southern, and I guess Prairie View.
Damn.
Yeah. So those are the ones that's happening.
When is Howard homecoming?
You about to make me go through the whole list.
I'm just saying, just Howard. I'm just naming some of the.
I mean, I
got no. Matter of fact, shout out to the good brother 12 Cal. South Carolina State. When is their homecoming?
Their homecoming is this weekend.
Oh, so you ain't named them on the this weekend?
I didn't say that.
You didn't?
Because they had it abbreviated. So
it's a SCSU?
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is.
So shout out to those. What are they? The South Carolina State Bulldogs.
Yeah.
I know 12 Cal is yelling at his screen. It's Bulldogs! King Germ.
Yeah, so it's a lot going out there. Y'all check it out. Homecoming 2022, it goes down. When I tell you, your girl had so much fun, I lost my rental, and I was at peace with the situation. Like, you know,
wow.
Like,
see, it's nothing. They let you know niggas got money. You was at peace with losing a rental car.
Hey, I was just like, hey, whatever has to happen. But I knew where the car was, okay?
Apparently not if you lost it.
I just couldn't remember. So, therefore, wow. I just was in. I mean, like, the night was still young. I'm like,
hey, night was young.
What I'm going to worry about a car for?
What you going to worry about a car for?
When I can get in somebody else's car.
But how, like, you going to get back home?
Hey, that will happen. I mean,
you wasn't at home. You was.
To get back home. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was like, we had other places to go. Like, why stop the night looking for a car?
Damn.
When there are other
Don't
cars.
Stop the night looking for a car.
Yeah, we got other Fuck cars that. That's out here.
Fuck that.
Who I'm riding
It's a
with.
Car.
It's just a
It's
car.
Not going to move. I got the keys.
Thank you. It's
so
just
wherever
car.
It is, it's going to be at.
Wherever it is. And it was there. So,
wow.
Like I said.
Must be nice. You was having big fun.
Big fun. That Hennessy VSOP fun. But when I tell you, that next morning, I had to get up and take that ride back to this place here.
I was at home being responsible.
Yeah, and not washing damn linen and towels, but whatever.
You know my rules. I don't like doing too much cleaning while you're gone because you think I did something.
Yeah, so, but you could do the basics.
I do a little thing. I do a little bit.
You didn't do anything.
I did. What you mean? I washed my clothes. I washed.
That, and that's benefiting me how? The kitchen I don't was wash your clothes.
The kitchen was clean. I don't like to do too much cleaning because you start being suspicious and I'd be like, why I just couldn't be in a cleaning mood?
And I mean, you could be.
So that's sometimes I get in a cleaning mood when y'all not here because then I can do everything. I don't be bothered and I can just move and clean and nobody can say I can throw away what I want to throw away and I deal with it later. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it's trash. It's been sitting here or whatever. You ain't use it. I don't know. So it's trash. I throw it away. Then y'all come on. Who threw away mine? And I'll be like, oh, I was cleaning up. My bad. But the house clean, though.
Yeah, but that would not be what I would want.
Okay. Well,
just
I'm glad
out of my stuff. But I had a good time.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
When I tell you, like I said, it was so much fun. I saw people that I hadn't seen in years. It was just, you know, just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Family, friends, food, drinks. It was everything it was supposed to be.
Interesting. I'm glad you had a good time.
I did.
I am glad you had a good time. That's awesome. As far as my week, man, I know what y'all came here for, man. Coach Germ update time. Hey, guys, y'all know what it is, man. We finally got to that part of the season where we're actually playing fucking games. And we had our first game of the season, and we played my nemesis, the Levy Titans. And let me tell you, going into the game, I had an uneasy feeling. But actually, I didn't. I had a confident feeling because I knew what we had. But then the game kicks off, and everything goes out the window. I'm going to tell you like this. They scored maybe in like three plays when the game started. And, I mean, it was just like, how? Like, how? Like, how? You know what I'm saying? So then, offensively, we're not doing nothing. I'm sitting there wondering, like, okay, we got not a secret weapon, but our main weapon, why he not getting the ball? Then I realized, I looked around. I said, I'm on a team and we playing daddy ball over here. I said, head coach got two nephews on the team. The other offensive coach got a son. My assistant on defense got a son on the team. I'm the only nigga on the team that ain't got no emotional attachments. So I'm the only one that's thinking what's best for the team. I don't have no agenda. I got three niggas on the staff that got agendas. And the agenda showed last Wednesday. Because how in practice, if you are the third, fourth string running back, you automatically become RB1 in the game. How?
You just said how.
How? Oh, I know how. If your uncle is the coach and I feel like, you know, call me crazy. So the uncle and the nephew's dad, they don't get along. The dad, this is the first time he ever seen his sons playing football. So I guess the uncle was trying to showcase what he has been working on with the boys, how Adam. And so he was just feeding the nephew. And I'm just like, I'm going to him like, yo, Why is the beast not getting the ball? Why is the monster? And I'm asking like, yo, I'm asking like, Wade. And then a lot of decisions he was trying to make, I was just like, bro, what are you doing? Like, he got too caught up in the moment. And offensively, we suffered. Like, we got it. We scored. But it was too late because we gave up. Now, I don't do special teams. He does special teams. I'm not blaming him for special teams. But what I am blaming him for is making it too technical. You know what I'm saying? When it's not supposed to be technical at this age. There's no use for 10, 11-year-old kids setting wedges and all that shit. They're not, there's no use for that at this level. You know what I'm saying? They need to just know. See, I tell them all the time, it's the fundamentals that win in this level. If you got great players, great. But if your great players got fundamentals, you're going to win. Because that's what it takes at this level, fundamentals. It ain't about all that other stuff. So, fundamentally, you stay in your lane on kickoff. You run a straight line down the field. Everybody got their lane. Bada bing, bada boom. You know what I mean? That's just how it goes.
Yeah. So everybody chasing the ball don't work.
Everybody going to the ball don't work. And he said, I didn't tell everybody to go to the ball. I only told three of them to go to the ball. Well, apparently 11 of them heard that. So now you got 8-9 people out of lanes, and now you got open lanes, and pew, they taking them back to the house.
Oh, yeah. And how many did they get?
They got two, I believe. Okay. Maybe
two,
three.
Two out of four.
Two, they, I know they ran at least two kickbacks for a touchdown. Might have been three.
That's what I'm saying.
Might have been three.
Okay.
And so, and then mind you now, we haven't given up a special teams touchdown since 2015, 2016.
Well, y'all making up for lost time, son.
Because last year, I mean, that right there.
Yeah.
Them the ones I don't like giving up, special teams touchdown. So
ain't nobody work for that. Yeah. I mean, like, the shit is just like, okay, the game, you running up the damn scoreboard, so, and it's just a mess out there.
Final score is like 34 to 20. You know what I'm saying?
Was it even that close?
Yeah. That's why I said those two touchdowns really.
Like,
yeah.
It didn't seem
it didn't feel like it either to me. It felt like we got beat 65-0. Because it was like every time we scored, they'd run back a kick. So it was like we wasn't making no ground.
Yeah.
And it was just terrible. And but like I said, I mean, cause before the game, these niggas was in the chat talking about looking up, oh, let's get rings this year instead of, I said, bro, I put in the chat, I said, well, let's win game one first. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm like, y'all talk about trophies and rings, championships.
Like, what you gonna get? You're not
gonna. I said, bro, let's win game one first. So hopefully he got it out of his system.
Yeah, and y'all can win tomorrow.
Cause we got a game tomorrow, and I'm keeping my spirits up. I'm just, you know, just trying to.
I ain't want to be right.
I told the defense, the
y'all know
it's probably right. It's gonna be on us because look, I'm gonna tell y'all something funny real quick. Y'all know the victory formation. Why is he got them doing the victory formation in shotgun? So today, his cousin came and was, you know, helping out or whatever. His cousin's supposed to be, play football. This is, again, just because you play don't mean you can teach. Because Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, they call them the greatest coaches. Them niggas ain't playing the league. Them niggas ain't, they played at college, but they played at some D5 college where, shit, anybody can fucking play. You know what I'm saying? So you bring your cousin out there. And so you practicing victory formation, and your cousin said, "Why is they in shotgun?" I said, "Hey man, that's what coach want. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what he." Again, I'm glad I'm not crazy. And then when he was doing the kickoff thing, he had them punt return right, punt return left. I said, "Don't you think it'd be simple for just to say send them up the middle, block in the middle, because all this right left stuff." You can't control where the ball gonna go. And these kids, they're not gonna, that's going out the window once, you know, like I'm trying to get him to simplify his stuff. But
because you're working with children.
You working with kids. And that's all I'm trying to tell them. Like, you can't sit here and on kickoff, you aim 3 yards from the ball, you aim 5 yards from the ball, you aim 7. Sir, what? I said, now you got them doing math problems. Why they trying to tackle somebody? He can't remember if he a 3 or 5 or 7, and now he got a gauge. Is this 3? Is this 5? Like, sir, why are we doing all this? So today, I just sat back, and I was just like, God help us. God help us.
Like, and he helped you because he got somebody he may listen to add some sense.
I hope
to the process.
So, because me and the other coach, we were just sitting there like, right. I mean, just keep it simple. Like, but, you know, hey, you run it how you run it. Like, but if we lose this fucking game tomorrow, If we lose this fucking game, at the time of this recording, shout out to 12 Cal. If we lose this game tomorrow, I mean, I'ma quit, not quit physically, but I'ma be mentally checked the fuck out. I'ma be there for the kids because I owe it to them. It ain't about nobody else. And so that's my whole thing. I'm out there for the churn and the win. That's it. I said, listen, guys, we lose this game tomorrow, we playing the rest of the season just for fun. So that means that means I might not be here. So I'm going to be missing a whole – I won't come to no Tuesday practices. I'm going to be like, yo, shit, this shit just for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we lose tomorrow, we playing the rest of the season for fun. And guess who ain't showing up for fun? Not me.
Don't do that.
Not me. I'm trying to tell you.
I ain't no sore loser.
I'm not no sore loser. When I can see if our team was sorry and I quit on the team. We have a good team. And it's just that.
That's what you say.
Coaching is the problem. Not saying I'm the best coach, because, hey, well, I'm going to say it like this. Kids last week, they were out of position. Not my fault. I had the right personnel on the field. Y'all niggas was lined up wrong. I'm yelling at y'all, telling y'all, hey, you're supposed to be over there. Why? The same way we line up in practice, you line up like that out here on the main field. What's the problem? So now you're out of position. They run right to where you're supposed to be at. It's not my fault. I'm not the one that had the nigga in the backfield grab by his shirt and nobody came and helped and gang tackle like we practice. He get loose and run opposite end of the field and run all the way back to the. I said, wow, like what a play. Like I saw you got him dead to rights in the backfield. 5 yards back in the backfield. You gotta hold him, but where's the fucking help? No help came. This nigga wriggled loose, cut back the opposite way, and gone. Another touch. That's not my fault. But hey, I took all the blame for that. Say, hey, that was coach's fault. Y'all was lined up wrong. That was coach's fault. Y'all didn't gain tackle. That's my fault. Oh, people that said, coach, you need to work on this in practice. I said, I turned around to this person. I said, hey, well, won't you come out there and show me? Come out there to practice. We need all the, you see, we need all the help we can get. So please, come on out there to practice. Help us out. Give us your expertise. You know what I'm saying? Come to find out, that was the boy's daddy. I'm on your ass. Every time you say something, I'm on your ass because you got two sons out here. You will never show up to practice to do nothing. But you got a lot to say out here, sir. You know what I'm saying? Then come to find out, this nigga got some kind of charges. He not supposed to be around kids, so he get to run somebody said he get to run his mouth this week. They calling the law on his ass.
Y'all need not to be petty.
That's why I said, look, man, this shit that got too personal. Like I said, look, what have I got myself into?
This what you want.
What have I got myself into? I just want to come here coach football, dog.
I've been told you to stay home.
I just want to coach football, dog. So I know y'all like, goddamn, that was a show in itself right there. Just talking about how I week. So hopefully next week, Coach Jerm update will be a little more positive because this week, like I said, it was a big letdown, nigga. Like, bro, I was sick as fuck that night. After we lost that game.
Nigga couldn't even eat dinner.
And then, hey, bro, I was just like, because this was the year we had him. Like, I didn't want us to beat them in the championship game. And that's it. I wanted us to beat them both times. I don't want them to have a share of the fucking title. I don't want them to have nothing. I don't.
But the season just started. Y'all could do anything. Y'all got to put your mind to it and put the work in it and be done with it. That's just what it got to be. You're behind.
But I talked shit to the lady that made the schedule. I said, hey, man, I understand why you put us against them game one. You wanted them a marquee matchup week one. You wanted to see something. I said, but it'd be better if you let both of us come in the game 2-0. Us week three is a whole lot better than us week one. Like, let us scrimmage against the other niggas instead of one of us scrimmaging against each other. Somebody, you know, your two best teams, like, one of them got lost already. Like, let the drama build. Like, she's going to let us play our part, Tom Brown, too. We could have played them first week, let them play. Got that shit out the way. That's our last game of the year. You know how bad we want, man? We could have played them week one. That's what the schedule should have been. Tom Brown versus Tom Brown, Leave versus Leave. And then, you know, just to let your teams build up a little rapport. You know what I mean? But, you know, we got Levy, too, tomorrow. So, hey, we can still say we beat Levy if we beat Levy tomorrow. So, hopefully,
get it.
Hopefully, football guys will be on our side tomorrow and make us the favorable team. I'm going to call my mother-in-law, get her to send a prayer up there. I'm going to call her. I'm say, look, man, I need you to text Jesus. I'm going to tell her to text Jesus. I read it, though. That's it don't got to respond. I read it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to tell her to text Jesus for me, the football guys, the football, put a prayer in the department for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, look, you know, sinners, we should have a direct line. Like, he should be like, look, my shepherds and all my good people, y'all on standby. But whenever they call, priority.
No.
Yes, that's how it should be. Priority. You want to convert me to the other flock, so I should be, you come to the front of the line, sir. Mm-hmm. What can I help you with? Oh, you need help with this football game tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Got you. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm going to let you handle that one.
So look, that's all for the Coach Germ update. Like I said, next week, hopefully it'll be better.
Hopefully it will be over.
We'll see. Because it killed me this weekend just holding it in. Niggas asked me, what happened, man? I was like, man, you got to listen to the show, man. You got to listen to the show. They're like, oh, he must have won, because look at the way he... Nah, nigga, I'm holding in these tears, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding in these tears over here, because that shit hurt to lose to them niggas. And we had the better... Like, if you would have seen their team, this was not like a typical Levy team where they were dominant. Like, bro, we was the bigger team. We was the faster team. Like, bro... We had a guy out, but there ain't no excuse. When my little fat, the fastest, he fast as hell. He was out. He got into a fight at school.
Be out no more.
He said he get to go back to school tomorrow. He was so happy. He was like, I get to go back to school. And I think today was his first day back in school.
Yeah, he better stay on the.
And I told him, I said, stay and don't get in no trouble. But that was a long ass intro, y'all. It's time to get into this motherfucking outline. Y'all know how we do it around here, how we start the show out. And we started out with, what's on the timeline? You know what's on the timeline this week? Kanye West. Kanye West is dominating the headlines. And I got to know, Queen Germ, have you seen anything, heard anything about his latest little media kerfuffle?
I know he was acting crazy and saying all kind of things that people done stop him from being able to...
Yeah, they just suspended him off of Twitter and IG.
Yeah, so...
And, it all started with the White Lives Matter shirt. He had that shit on. Him and Candace Owens had that on. And then he started going on a little press tour. He's on there talking about just saying all kind of crazy Kanye shit. Like, Kanye is fucking crazy. And y'all people be sitting there, but I mean, listen to what he said. No, he's crazy. Y'all stop doing deep dives on this nigga. All right? This nigga is fucking crazy. All right? I mean, it's entertaining to me because I don't put too much stock in it. Y'all niggas that put stock into what he say, I mean, does he hit a jewel every once in a while? Maybe, but you can't just say, man, he said this and it was some real shit. Then 98% of other bullshit he say is fucking crazy. I'm sorry. I just can't vibe with that. And what got him kicked off Twitter, he said something about he about to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews or some shit like that. And then he said something about he can't be anti-Semitic because he's black and black people are the original Jews or something like that. So.
The people was like,
oh, no. Then he said something about Lizzo. Then he said something about...
Yeah, people clap back on that one.
Oh, yeah. You cannot say like, nothing about Lizzo, bro.
But then not even that. It's the point of you can't come for fat people and think that nobody going to come for you. Like, you can't come for...
Unless it's a fat man. You can shit on a fat man. But a fat woman,
either way,
you better not say nothing about her.
I mean,
I'm just saying. Fat nigga go out there, fat nigga getting all jokes. Look, for men and women, jokes.
It's rightfully so because men created this dynamic about what bodies look like. Yes, they did. So when you put somebody in a situation, now people taking their power back, y'all got to take y'all's back. I can't fight for you if I still got to fight for me. The point is...
Damn, that's fucked up.
I can't. Like, how the hell I'm going to be able to survive? I ain't got no energy for all of that shit. But you around here talking about fat people and then the people came back talking about his mama, which... To me,
hey, he apologized for that Willie D.
I don't talk bad about the dead. That's just me. That's how I was raised. Now, that's something that I do know my grandparents instilled in me. I would hear the old people all the time. You don't speak ill of the dead.
Why not? That's another show for another day.
You done did too much on the intro. I'm just saying, you don't do that. So I would have left the mama out of it. But the facts remain, her being a big girl, her being proud of who she is, whatever she chooses to wear, not wear, it's okay. And him being a celebrity, he should know what things are not okay to say. You want to holler about white lives matter, fat people lives matter. Then stop talking about
fat
people.
Lives matter.
It's like
fat lives on, matter.
Man. It's like it don't make no sense.
Hey, Beezy, make that the name of the show. Fat lives matter.
That's the damn thing. When people are out here and shit, the majority of the people are overweight based off of what health science has proven. So we all, you know what I'm saying? People are overweight. The majority of the people in the world are overweight.
I mean, it depends on the scale you're looking at. I mean, especially in America.
Saying, like I said,
we got so much fucking food. So, but yeah. But so
he need to learn what to say, what not to say. If he got to go to a good therapist or whatever he got going on, somebody nigga need to talk to this nigga because he's just out there loose.
Hey, man, he's going to die.
I mean, we all going to die.
No, I'm talking about he's going to. Like, it's not going to. Like, it's not going to. Like, we're not going to have. Like, Kanye. Hey, it's coming because he's crazy. Crazy
he's
people.
Not going
to, all right, he's going to unravel.
The people who need to be gone don't never leave.
Like Kanye leave. At that point, where I can be like, yo, Kanye, you coming to Frocast? He'd be like, yes, I'll come. Like, that's just at the point he's at now. That's how crazy he is.
He just want an outlet. If he come on the Frocast, he just here for the outlet, just to have.
Hey, that shit would be dope. We get Kanye on the fucking Frocast. Damn. Hey, somebody make that happen. Somebody make that happen. We got 12 Kyle. I know you got Ye phone number. I mean, you got everybody phone number. At least you got Kim Kardashian. You could get in touch with her. I know you got their number. So 12 Kyle, make that happen. Eclectic, one of y'all two, make it happen, man. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all know him. But at any rate, Rodis, you from Chicago. Rodis, you know this guy. Rodis, you can get in touch with him.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? We can make this happen. But yeah, man, so Kanye, man, listen, man, get some help. And y'all stop goddamn hyping this shit up, all right? Because y'all hyping up a crazy person. Y'all ain't doing nothing but add to his demise. I'm just saying it now. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying it, you know, for what it is. But I'm not co-signing anything this crazy person says.
He said he is the man, and y'all better get with the program.
So I noticed he got these two little documentaries that came out, one called Last Week, this one's called This Week. It's like 30 minutes long. And on one of them, he's like showing an exec, like he's an exec with Gap or some company like that. He's just showing them some porn. Then he gets mad and walks out the meeting and is like, I'm not gonna listen to people that don't got more money than me, and just—I mean, he's crazy. This dude
he just be spazzing out. It's like he don't have—I don't know.
When you watch that little Kanye documentary on Netflix, like you saw the third episode, that's when crazy Kanye. When he'd just be staring out the window. He had that crazy person staring, where you know they just be looking off his face, and then he'd just start talking, but like, you know, mountains are really the soul of the fruit, and when the fruit is frozen, all the fire breaks out. And then, and only then, did you know your purpose. And your purpose was to walk the way that they walked back in the day.
Sir.
Exactly. But a Kanye fan, they hearing that be like, oh shit. Like, how you get on the song and mumble? And put that shit out. Yeah, what is you doing? Like, that's a.
And somebody listening to it right now.
Yes! He mumbles on the, like, he's not even speaking coherently. He's like it's like saying, like, you know, you're trying to catch the beat. Like, you're making, like, you know, you got saying, like, mm-hmm. That's what he's doing. And people saying that's genius.
Yeah. Hey. It's a group of people that'll follow some
hey.
Of anything.
Hey, man. So, shout out to Kanye and all his fans, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Speaking of fans, Draymond Green. Draymond Green just laid his teammate out this week. Did you see the video, Queen Jern?
I didn't.
All right, so apparently in the week leading up to this, like, you know, a couple practices before, Jordan Poole is the guy who got knocked out by Draymond Green. He was, you know, basically trash-talking Draymond for a couple days. You know what I'm saying? Asked him how his name is something Money Green when you finna be broke in Sacramento and saying something about, you know, he just talking shit. So Draymond runs up on him in his face, gets in his personal space, talking shit, and then Poole pushes him. And once Poole pushes him, Draymond retaliates with a right that was so serious that knocked this, put this nigga to bed, tucked this nigga in, gave this nigga some warm milk. Cuckoo, cuckoo. That bitch had the little birds goddamn swings, dancing around his head in a circle. He was out.
No.
A lot of people call this a sucker punch. I don't think it's a sucker punch. Queen Germ, is that a sucker punch? If you walk up on me aggressively, talk shit, and I push you away from me, and you come back and clock me, is that a sucker punch? I mean, especially if you're in my face.
Because if you're in my face, it's on. Like, why?
If you walk up on me with aggression, I already know.
A sucker punch is when you sneak a punch, is what I thought.
That's what I always thought it was. Like, they didn't see it coming. Like, I'm talking to you.
Like, everything cool. Everything cool. Haul off and bomb.
That's a sucker punch.
Or you walking away, and I haul off
and I hit you in the back of your head, or I pop you. You don't see it.
We looking at each other. We done squared up. It's on.
That's all I'm saying. So, I got to ask you a question. Queen Jern, if you was at a job and it was acceptable to fight at your job, would you throw hands with coworkers?
No. I mean, I'm just not going to do it just because of the fact that, I don't know, I'm old now. Like, I ain't got time for all that tussling with nobody. I'm trying to knock you the fuck out. So, therefore, it ain't no need to be talking about something. We just hitting here boxing each other. Nigga, I'm not going to want to do that. I'm going to wait till you walk across the street in the parking lot and tap your ass. I'm not.
Why would you want to hit somebody with a car so bad? You mentioned that on multiple shows that you hit.
Record. I can see myself doing that.
Jesus, you need to go get some therapy before you end up like Kanye.
I'm not.
You can see yourself hitting somebody.
I can.
Wow.
But just because I can see it, don't mean it's.
Hey, you visualize. It sounds like you're manifesting it.
Well, I guess I need to spend more time visualizing me scratching off something.
That's what you need to stop.
$1 million, and that way I can be.
Well, just visualize it. Don't actually do it, because doing it for real costs money. But visualizing it is free. Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna keep on until I hit it, because I know I'm gonna win $1 million at some point.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I hope it's sooner than later.
Yeah, but getting back to that. Me personally, I would knock one of my coworkers out right now. In a split second.
I mean, and I already know which one it is. But
I wish.
Now, I don't even understand why this person gives you.
Because he's so stupid.
Problems,
he's so stupid. And I don't like calling people stupid.
To have that much control over your actions.
No. I just don't speak to him. I just, because he's so fucking dumb. Like,
I think it's an act.
And I said to him, too. I told him, I said, man, I really think he gets a kick out of this. So why I just stopped talking to him, because I'm like, you're not going to get a kick out of me. I'm not going to say nothing to you. I'm not going to say nothing. If it ain't, I promise you. This morning, he was like, hey, man, good morning. How you doing? I just kept looking at whatever I was looking at. I'm not finna speak to you. I don't give a fuck how your morning doing. I don't give a fuck. Shut the fuck up. Like, I really wish we could go behind that building and get it out of my system. And I probably wouldn't, get out. Cause
you need to get it out of your system.
I want to bust his motherfucking head with a bag of goddamn combination locks. Nigga, for real.
Really?
Yes. Bow. Woo! One good time. Like, if we ever have a purge.
Don't do that.
And we got 12 hours. I know where the fuck I'm going. I got to get out my... I just got to wipe this nigga the fuck out. But let's not go there. I need therapy. Because
I was wondering.
I visualize
that.
I visualize that every day.
You went and picked up the locks and put them
every
in the bag.
Day.
And went to the back of the building. And
I can see myself doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we both need a session.
But yeah, man. So shout out to Draymond Green, man. Listen, I bet you him and Jordan Poole become like. Do you think you could work with somebody after that? After y'all done got to a fight and he done whooped your ass and knocked you out?
No.
You still work with that nigga? Yeah.
I mean, some people say y'all get together, y'all fight it out, now y'all can be back.
I mean, we fought somewhere. Everybody at work ain't see it, but everybody at work seeing this. Like, nah, we can't. Not then. Like I said, maybe if we fought and I lost the fight. I could feel better about it. But the way I just got knocked out, one hitter quittered. Oh, nah, man. I can't work here no more. I'm demanding a trade. I'm out of here. I don't give a fuck. I got me a ring now. I'm out of here. I got to go. If y'all going to keep him. But I'm the fuck up out of here. This nigga done knocked me the fuck out. And every day I got to answer questions about this bullshit. Fuck this. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? And then I got to see this nigga every day. Because then I'm going to be driven by rage. Like, I'm going to fuck this nigga the fuck up. Like, the next time I come to work, I'm going to have that bag of combination locks.
Pressing charges.
I'm going to have that bag. Fuck pressing charges. I'm going to press this motherfucking chrome upside this nigga head, nigga. Like, this. Man. I'm going to have that bag of combination locks. Draymond Green going to be sitting there thinking everything all cool. Then all of a sudden, yeah, that bitch going to catch that across his motherfucking head, knock his stupid ass out. Hey, then we even. You going to know I did it. You going to know it was me. So now either we gonna be even or we gonna keep this shit going, but
somebody will die.
Yes, it's gonna eventually lead up to death because you done knocked me out. Got everybody across every motherfucking podcast talk about me getting my motherfucking ass laid the fuck out. Everybody talk about it. Every TV show last week talk about that shit. I think it even made it to the like it was just like oh my god, everybody was talking about this shit. So I'm me personally, like I said, it's either going to be some revenge and then we're going to have to squash it or we're going to keep fucking each other up till we both gone and they going to fire both of us anyway.
Y'all about to say, y'all finna lose your job and your life fooling around this.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hey, I don't know how the video got out, but the video is out. Like, that was private practice. That wasn't supposed to be, that wasn't like it was a film room. So somebody recorded that shit, put that shit out, said they got paid for it. Shout out to them. But yeah, man, so shout out to Draymond Green playing like he a preacher laying hands on niggas. Do you know you can sue for anything?
I mean, it seems like people sue for anything anyway.
Check this out, Queen John. Now, you know I don't play about certain things. These are one of the things I don't play about. Texas Pete hot sauce producer sued by Los Angeles man because it's made in North Carolina and not Texas. The shopper claims that T.W. Garner Food Company cheated its way to a market-leading position in the $3 billion hot sauce industry in a class action lawsuit. They were accused of false advertising because a popular condiment is made in North Carolina, of course. I mean, duh.
Whatever.
Philip White filed a suit against T.W. Garner Food, claiming he had been deceived when he purchased a $3 bottle of Texas Pete at a Ralph's grocery store in 2021. That's when he said the company had cheated its way into a $3 billion hot sauce industry at expense of law-abiding competitors and consumers nationwide who desire authentic Texas hot sauce, Mr. White alleges in the lawsuit. He goes on to state that the label includes the famed White Lone Star from the Texan flag together with a lassoing cowboy. There's surprisingly nothing Texas about them, the complaint said. Nothing about the company. Okay, gotcha. Mr. Claim have to been surprised when he learned that Texas Pete is manufactured in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which T.W. Garner Food Company freely admits on its website. It's no secret.
So you got to read.
Gotta fucking read. You just gotta fucking read. It says toothpaste. Use your vowels. You know what I'm saying? In 2014, article on the website, the company says the company's founder, Sam Garner and his sons Ralph and Harold came up with the name in the 1930s. When marketing advisor recommended the name Mexican Joe, Sam Garner rejected the idea in favor of an American name. He opted for Texas due to the state's reputation for spicy cuisine, and Pete for his son Ralph's nickname. In his lawsuit, Mr. White claims the hot sauce origin story was further evidence of alleged deception. In revealing the thought process behind his brand name, T.W. Garner admits that Texas' reputation was one they were trying to mimic and capitalize on when they created their brand, the lawsuit states. He went on to claim that the company was harming companies in Texas and misleading consumers. Had Mr. White known the sauce was made in North Carolina, he wouldn't have purchased it, and he believes others have been similarly wronged. While relied upon, the language and images displayed on the front label of the product and the time of purchase understood the product to be a Texas product, the lawsuit states. So T.W. Garner fired back, well, we are aware of the current lawsuit that has been filed against our company regarding the Texas Pete brand name. We are currently investigating these assertions with our legal counsel to find the clearest and most effective way to respond. So, Queen Germ, I got to know, is Dr. Pepper really a doctor?
Probably not.
So, is there a mountain out there named Dew?
Probably.
So, is Coke in Coca-Cola?
Probably.
Let's see. What else? Let me guess. Give me some more things.
Is wine in cheer wine?
Yes. Is there wine in cheer wine? Is there any cheer in cheer wine?
No.
Does it be the cheerleaders? I mean, I just.
Is there a pom-pom in there?
I don't understand. So just because there's a name, it has to be from there? So
I want to get
is the Fiji water from Fiji?
I doubt it. Oh. But if they pass it out of checks, I done bought some Texas Pete.
We buy Texas Pete all the time. We keep Texas Pete in his house.
Receipts to get me in that class action lawsuit.
Ain't no lawsuit going on with Texas Pete. First of all, Texas Pete is the GOAT hot sauce. That's the number one. There is no hot sauce better than Texas Pete. And I don't see the problem.
I don't see the problem. He's, but like I said,
like I said, you can sue for anything. You're trying to sue Texas Pete because they're not from Texas and it's hating on other Texas hot sauce company. Well, listen, 1920, sir, you are almost you over 100 years too late for this argument. They had 100 years to make hot sauce in Texas and they didn't. So they can make Texas real Texas Pete. But I'm sorry, but I mean, Cowboys are only, did they only have Cowboys in Texas?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, they had Cowboys in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had Cowboys in a lot of places. They got Cowboys in Wyoming. They got Cowboys everywhere. And so the star, a star is synonymous with Texas? I mean, there's stars in the sky.
That's what the man said. Now, he said, y'all coming over there acting like y'all don't understand that they have coined these things. The reason why he put the items on the bottle is because he know that's the first thing that you think of when you see it.
How do we know Pibb is a Mr. and not a Mrs.? It might be Mrs. Pibb.
It could be.
We just call him Mr. Pibb. How do we know the soda might not even identify as male? He might be like, yo, I'm asexual. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't identify as anything.
Whatever the people want to do.
How do we know this?
We don't. So we have to make that assumption.
Is the Super Bowl really a bowl?
No.
Why can't sue the NFL for making me think this is going to be a big ass bowl? Mm-hmm. But it's a stadium. But why? Why is it ain't super? What, I mean, it can't fly.
Mm-mm. Anything.
How's it the NBA Finals when there's another one and another one next year at Finals?
Yeah.
I just don't. We could just start
some several games in that.
Man, I mean.
So all kinds of things. You can't hang on the literal.
It's not a podcast no more because we're not listening to on the iPod. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And so is it
so
still?
That changes it.
Yeah. So I thought I was going to be listening. It just makes no sense with all this bullshit ass. So look, people, you're not going to sue Texas Pete because one, Texas Pete, like I said, goat hot sauce goes on everything. Fish, barbecue. You got to have a barbecue sandwich, chopped barbecue with a little slaw and hot sauce on that motherfucker. That's the only way to go with it. So, you know, stop it with these frivolous lawsuits, especially one against Texas Pete. You ain't going to win it. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
That's how you feeling.
Just saying. So if you could sue somebody, who would you sue?
I mean, I'm thinking about suing a company.
Yeah, just for whatever you want to sue them for. It ain't got to be nothing real. It could be for bad service.
But that would always be Walmart. Like, Walmart sucks.
And they got the money. So you got to sue Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, go for them. Like, they got it in their budget. Like, it's already in the budget. They know they're getting sued. You know what I'm saying? So it's in every store.
And they deserve it.
Every store got a budget for getting sued and stealing. Listen, people, I'm telling y'all. Go to your Walmart, steal, fall, slip and fall, sue them. It's already in the budget. They like to sell. Man, come on, man. I know somebody got $40,000. For a slip and fall at Walmart, $40,000. Only reason why I could never do it, because I couldn't pass a drug test. You know what I'm saying? Because I worked there. But, you know, so many times I thought about taking a dive. I'd be at work at the top of that ladder like, man, I could just fall over here right now and get paid. But I can't pass that motherfucking drug screen.
Will not.
So here I am. Stepped in there. But, yeah, definitely sue Walmart. What, Queen Germ? Oh, I got a question. It's actually a question from the nation. Question was submitted and saying, is it okay to dress provocatively on vacation?
Yes and yes.
Why is it okay?
It's always okay to dress provocative. It don't matter whether you're on
vacation. Let's say today you want to wear a thong bikini. Is that okay on vacation?
Yeah.
Why?
If we on the beach, like I ain't wearing it to the grocery store.
I mean, just.
So why? I mean, like my.
But any other time you got your booty covered up when you go to the.
It don't even matter. If you on vacation, you should be thinking of whatever it is that makes you relaxed. So if in this moment it's going to bring me joy to have my ass out, the ass is out. So I don't see what the problem is. I just really feel like people really, life is too short.
Life is too short.
You got to enjoy what it is that you have. If you say vacation in your mind mean getting drunk, get drunk. If whatever it is that you want to do that makes you relaxed to make the vacation a vacation, do the damn thing.
Okay, so even if you are in a relationship.
If you in a relationship, the relationship's still going to be there when you come from vacation.
So we on a vacation together.
Yeah, that's even more of a reason to do it because you know I'm doing the shit for you. I ain't doing the shit for me.
What if I don't like that shit?
What if I
like seeing it, but I don't want everybody else seeing it? What if I'm that kind of guy?
You got to come to grips with what we're trying to do.
No.
If I'm trying to feel good,
you can feel good with your ass not being out.
Maybe I can't. You can't tell me what make me feel
good.
I'm just saying.
Like, why do you but okay. I mean,
this is what I need. I can tell you that after one blunt, your ass should be high enough. But you gonna look at me and say, I can't tell you that. So let my ass cheeks be out
some
here
days,
in the
some
wind
days won't
and
be
do
enough.
What it do. And most days it ain't. So therefore,
it depends on the day.
You finna let this ass bounce all over these people beach, and we gonna be happy. And we gonna have a good time when we get back to the room. And it's gonna, whoever done seen the shit, done seen the shit. That's all.
Okay, but
we gonna have a good time.
So what about like a outfit that's like, you know, real short and tight, all that's okay on vacation.
That's a go, whether I'm with you or I ain't with you, but like I said, if we together, that's even more reason to wear it because I know I got my nigga with me, so it ain't like I'm doing it to catch nobody. I'm doing the shit because I want to wear it and I'm with my nigga. Like, what's the problem?
So if you're not trying to catch nobody, you still should be able to wear it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm just trying to make sense of it.
So if it's a girl's trip, it's a vacation.
What about if it's a girl's trip? Your man ain't
same,
there.
Same rules apply.
Same
rules apply because the thing is, I'm on vacation.
Okay, so now we got past the clothes. Behavior. What type of behavior? Like, let's say you in the club, you hear your song, and you want to dance.
So I'm dancing on somebody.
You got a man.
You can dance on somebody.
No, the fuck you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't dance on somebody. Okay. You can dance with somebody, but not on nobody.
The same thing.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
You can't be sitting there throwing the ass on a nigga at the club and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on here? You can dance with your girls. You can dance with nigga, but it got to be like middle school. Got to be some space between y'all niggas.
If you got on regular clothes, now if you half naked,
I'm talking about you at the club. Yeah,
that's a little different. But if I got on some regular clothes, then
no, you got on this outfit that make you feel good.
Okay, but the outfit that make me feel good don't necessarily got to have my ass out.
It ain't got. I mean, but it's one of them. Nah, ain't no jumpsuit. It's one of them outfits.
Can't get through the pants. Then I feel like, I can grind on.
Nah,
I
know the fuck you can't.
Yes, you can. It's not like nobody gonna do nothing to you.
They can't bust through the clothes. Nah, bro. You can't do that. That's violation right there. That's a violation right there.
Because you ain't, as long as you ain't taking nobody back to the room.
But you sitting there grinding on a nigga like that's violation.
That's not. How is that a violation?
Frocast Nation. Is that a violation? Your lady out at the club dancing on a nigga,
and
throwing the booty.
Your nigga sitting there letting somebody dance on him. So if it's a violation for me to do it, it's a violation for you to receive it.
It's a violation on both. Now, if you dancing, middle school rules, you just dancing, y'all got some space between y'all, that's fine. But ain't no motherfucking sitting there goddamn. No, hell no. Like,
you can't even dance with nobody like middle school because you don't fucking dance when I want you to dance.
So
you ain't doing this shit with me, you sure ain't finna go and find no new.
Don't throw this back on me. This ain't got nothing to do with me. This has got to do with the woman that's on vacation, that's dancing on the nigga. That's wrong. Like, so ladies, if you out there,
so if that's the case, then I can't take a drink from a nigga. The nigga across the room said,
I'm about to buy you some drinks.
So I can't drink.
No,
okay.
I mean, look. If that, nah. Tell that nigga, oh, thank you. We good. But if he paying, he just staying over there. He ain't coming over here trying to converse with you guys. You know what I'm saying? It's no problem. You know what I'm saying? But if this nigga trying to be goddamn officer friendly and shit come. No, hell no. Like, nah, brother, get on, man. So, see, that's why the signs be mixed up, fellas. When these girls go on these motherfucking trips with their homegirls, all the rules and logic go out the fucking window. You hear the shit that just went down. She said it's okay. It's okay to grind on a nigga at the club.
That's what you do at the club.
No, the fuck you don't. See? Anyway.
That's what you do at the club.
Jesus Christ, boy, I tell you. So look, man, fellas, it's confirmed, man. That when your girl go on an all girls trip, oh Jesus,
it ain't nothing confirmed because there's a whole lot of people don't do nothing but play cards, drink, laugh, tell stories.
A whole lot of them grind on niggas at the club and wear scantily clad outfits with the ass out, and that's what they do.
Sometimes
to make them feel good, make me feel good.
That's right. It's all about you. You got to take care of you first. You can't be no good to nobody else if you don't feel good. Mm. You don't feel good, then hell. Mm. Ain't shit else going to work.
Hey, man, we got to cancel those things, fellas. We got to cancel them.
You can't cancel nothing. Y'all going on men's trips.
Go on vacation. Hey, listen. All my men's trip be wholesome. 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 We go on Bible retreats. We sit there in the mountains, we sit there and pray. We just a bonding, you know what I'm saying? That's what my male retreats look like. We don't be in no clubs grinding on people and getting free drinks and wearing Hoochie Daddy shorts. Shout out to the nigga Harrison and shit like that. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We just wholesome men. All
right.
Khakis, nice polo, shirt tucked in.
So y'all can show your dick prints?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. None of that. None of that.
Just wondering.
Well, it's top 10 time, Queen Germ. Top 10 is when we rank 10 things, sometimes from 1 to 10, sometimes 10 to 1. But it don't really matter because it's going to be 10 of them. This time, since we were in the theme earlier, talking about HBCU homecomings, I decided to get the top 10 HBCU list. Now, this list comes out every year. It's done by U.S. News. And this is the 2022 list. This list, I know some of y'all tripping because they usually separate the list between private and public. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. Just going to go ahead and tell y'all. So this is the top 10 public and private HBCUs of 2022. Don't get mad if your school didn't make the top 10. At number 10, we got, let me make sure this is right. I don't want to fuck over nobody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. At number 10, we got North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University. It's in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Home of the Aggies.
It's got a, enrollment is over, undergrad enrollment is looking about 11,596. Tuition for out-of-state is $20,243. God damn. Boy, inflation's a motherfucker. In-state tuition is $6,000, $6,733. That is a huge uptick.
But I feel like at this point, it shouldn't be out-of-state, in-state. We in the same United States of America.
I mean, come on, bro.
It's a fraud.
Yeah, but I guess it's tax purposes, it's state fraud. Money, who knows.
It's a fraud. All the money come from the similar sources. Ain't no need to do all that.
Number 9, we got Claflin University. So it was a tie at 10, basically. So okay. They're both at 9. So, yeah, Claflin University is in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Ooh, beef. That's got 2 HBCUs in Orangeburg. That's dope. Okay. It's got enrollment of 1,779 undergrad. Tuition is $17,000. Jesus, Claflin, y'all getting that check out there. But you only got 1,000 people, so that's why it's expensive. God damn. Number 8, we got Delaware State University. It's in Dover, Delaware. 4,399 undergrad enrollment. Tuition, you're looking at $18,280 for out of state. $8,358 for in state. Wow, not bad. Shout out to Delaware State University. I think they're like the Hornets or some shit like that. Number 7, we got Florida A&M University. It's in Tallahassee, Florida. We got 7,301 undergraduate enrollment. 7,300 without King Prince Germ, but 301 with him. Tuition, we got $5,785 thanks to 12 Cal and Eclectic for the payment. We appreciate that. The scholarship, the James Yancey Todd Smith scholarship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the tuition out of state is $17,725. Number six, we got Hampton University. It's in Hampton, Virginia. They got 2,863 enrollment in undergrad, and then the tuition is $29,312. Jesus! Listen, ain't no fucking way in the world my kid could go to one of these schools that costs all this money and fuck around in school. I would not let my child go to a private school if I ain't know he was serious about schooling. Ain't no fucking way. Number five, we got Xavier, University of Louisiana.
And that's Xavier.
That's what I said. What I said, Xavier?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Xavier, University of Louisiana. It's in New Orleans. 2,755 students. And the tuition is $26,863. God damn. Number four. Y'all know we had to see him. Got Morehouse College. It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Y'all better know that.
Got 2,554 kids on campus. And the tuition is $14,734. Jesus. Number three, we got Tuskegee University. It's in Tuskegee, Alabama. 2,184 students, and the tuition is $22,679. Number two, we got Howard University. It's in Washington, D.C. 8,964 students and $31,000 a year to go to Howard. Jesus. God damn. And the number one rated HBCU, according to USNews.com, is Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia. Enrollment of 2,417 and a tuition of $28,885. So, Queen Jern, out of this list, give me your top three.
Of course, I would have to say North Carolina A&T, because that was my HBCU experience, and it was an awesome one, if I must say so myself. Florida A&M University, and then I'll have to say Morehouse, because it ain't no better men on earth than those who are those Morehouse men. So hey, I gotta go with what I know.
All right, man, I know I said you said three. I only need two. I take A&T and FAMU. That's all I need. Don't need none else off the list. Y'all can keep all that list, all that list. Maybe Spelman. Go Spelman. What, third
some girls?
Sure. There you go. Because they ain't got a football team. I ain't got to worry about them.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, throw Spelman on that. So, your bottom three, if you want to make a bottom three, it's all black. It's all black excellence. It's all black excellence. Well, my bottom three, no.
Shit, somebody who didn't make the list, fuck that. Like, if anything.
Okay, so who you think should have been on the list?
I'm going to say Savannah State should have been on the list.
Okay, let's go down the list, see where they at.
You got quality education, great city, you know, I, like I say again, to be honest, it's just that if you are an HBCU, it's good all the way around. That experience is like nothing else in this world. And even having it on the graduate level, to see how we interact with each other, to get that exposure, experience, homecoming at a black school, all of these different things, you get mentors for life, people, you know, allow you to be a part of their legacy and you create your own. That's something that you don't get everywhere. And at an HBCU, if you take it seriously, that experience will change your life for the better.
Got Savannah State on the list. They are ranked. You want to know the ranking?
Sure, if you want to tell
number us. Number 55.
Okay.
3,148.
Like 120 something, right?
Look. Tuition ain't about $5,902.
That's it. Quality education for a good price.
That ain't bad. Number 59, 55, 39 was South Carolina State. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to 12 Cal. Who else we got out there to be shouting out, to be repping their school? In the, we got North Carolina Central. I saw them. North Carolina Central was actually in the top 20. Winston-Salem State was like, let's see, Winston-Salem State. They were in the top 25, I do believe. just spitball. Yeah, Winston State was number 19. And Jackson State, number, they were tied for number 19.
Okay.
And then the last one I'm going to go over is North Carolina Central. They were number 14. So, you know, but, you know, we don't shout Central out around here. Not at all.
Yeah, but that was top 10. Nah. So we was deep in the
Yeah, so, yo, man, it's show love to HBCU, man. Parents, send your kids there. You know what I'm saying? Let's make our schools better. Like, the PWI shit cool, but, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, them our schools. And we got
to. And if anything, if you got somebody that's going to graduate education, it's fine to go to a PWI for your graduate degree. But undergrad definitely is a great starting place. Is going to be at HBCU. You can get a great, you know, advanced degree also at HBCU. Yeah. But if you're going to diversify that thing, do
exactly
it in grad school, not necessarily for undergrad. So
it's TV Talk time, Queen Germ. Now, we missed power. We just didn't have time to watch it because we were taking naps, bullshitting, watching football. I know y'all ain't like, y'all had 2 weeks, so hey, calm down. But anyway, we watched it last week. We didn't watch it this week, so we're not going to talk about that. But what we did watch Abbott Elementary. How'd you feel about this episode?
I mean, I'm always fine with Abbott Elementary.
What was this episode
this
about?
This one should have been the last one with a.
Oh, this is the one with the
school they were trying to.
Had the little karaoke dudes in there, right? The rap ninjas or rap something.
They was like the samurais?
Yeah, the samurais. he used to be part of and everything. Yeah,
the little white guy teacher.
And he was just basically like saying that he knows who he is. He knows he's corny and he's comfortable okay with that. And, you know, other people should embrace, like, you know, your
whoever
corniness.
They are.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all it was about this show. And because who was the main having problem? Was it the girl? What's her name? Janine?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say she was having a problem. I did like.
Oh, no, she was trying to stop it from happening.
Yeah.
Because the principal was going to go viral with it and everything recorded.
She just didn't want him to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because the principal was going to make a mockery of him when she presented it to the people online. But then it was like she was trying to save him of that embarrassment. But
he was like, you can't embarrass me. He was like,
I'm good with whatever.
Yeah, he said, I had a great time, man. He's like.
And I mean, I did appreciate the fact that they tried to do some kind of symbolism or whatever with the whole, the example that they did, they had to do with just who you are could be a downside, kind of like, you know, racism in America. People just looking at what you look like on the outside, put you in a box or what have you. So kind of making the kids aware that all kind of things happen. But of course, the big picture with the whole storyline is typically the trials and tribulations that teachers have in the public school system, which hopefully sheds light on the fact that we got to do better, not only with teacher pay, but also with resources that people have in schools. So, but it's a good way to look at these things and it not be like a forceful, you know, thing, but it's definitely a good show and definitely relatable for any education, any person who is in education.
I got you. So yeah, please watch Abbott Elementary. I think it come on Wednesday nights on ABC. We also watched, did we finish watching Family and Fiance?
I believe so.
And on this last one, this show comes on OWN. I think that's Oprah's network. And it's basically a show where a couple comes together. They families meet up and, you know, they looking for their family blessing. And they have to live in the house for 3 days and do these little challenges where you basically talk to each other family and everything like that. So in this episode, it was the girl. she had an interesting name. And her husband, when her fiance, they had only 6 months or something like that.
Yeah, they were engaged after maybe 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, and the girl's family was super religious,
and that's all it was. It was religious because they didn't do what they said.
Because and then like the sister and them having they issues was like, when you spend the night at his house, where do you sleep at? And she had told them she sleeps in another room on the couch, and he told them she be sleeping in the bed, but they don't
they
have sex. And, you know, the big reveal was she had been assaulted when she was younger, and the mama made it seem like she was at fault for it, and, you know, she was a whore and all this stuff, and she had been betrothed, you know what I'm saying? And she was, and so for years, she just, you know, had that, you know, she said, fuck it, I ain't a virgin no more. So she was just giving it away. And then she came into the light and started respecting herself and ended up, you know, all of that to end up, you know, they decided that they wasn't going to
get married right now.
They weren't going to get married right now. And then they was going to work on it. And
it looked like they not.
Yeah, because it showed, like, after a while, like, on the update, like, yo, it's been, like, a year now, and they ain't got married and shit like that. So I think they recorded just, like, during the height of COVID. You know what I'm saying?
They was trying to find some shit to do.
Yeah, because, dude, like, didn't somebody catch COVID in one of the shows?
They were
like,
they had to leave.
They had to leave and everything like that, yeah. So I believe the show's in the height of COVID.
The house and all that stuff.
Yeah, because they like, nigga, we only got this Airbnb for a month, nigga.
Gotta get all the shoes in and out, in and out.
Yeah,
and out.
We got Oprah be back. She said she want her house clean by the time she get this one house. She just come through the, you know what I'm saying, feel the wind blow. Cause it be windy as fuck out there, wherever the fuck they
it
be
is
at.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. But yeah, man. So that's all shows we watched together. I actually got Queen Jern to watch a little Game of Thrones. I mean, not Game of Thrones, excuse me. House of the Dragon this week. I might be winning her over because, you know, she seemed like she was interested in the storyline.
I was just asking questions.
But she seemed a little interested because I noticed when she asked questions, she was asking out of interest and not just like, because she was like, so, you know, and then you could tell she was like, oh, that's, and she was watching, she was getting into it. So who knows? You know what I'm saying? She was watching, she watched House of Dragon. It's on episode 8. It's almost done. I think if they do 10 episodes, I don't know how many they're going to do, but it's, the action is picked up. If you like Game of Thrones, please do yourself a favor and watch this one because they got it right with this one. They got the money behind it. They got a story to deal with because it's off the book, so it's not like niggas just making up shit. You know what I'm saying? So please, check this out if you're a Game of Thrones fan. It's pretty damn good. Some good acting in it, too. I mean, some wild shit. Still some Game of Thrones shit in this motherfucker, but it's still some good acting. What else we watched? I know The Blacklist came out on Netflix, so, you know, I'm catching up on that. That's a little guilty pleasure, old Blacklist. I love a couple of TV shows that's, you know, like network TV and not cable TV. So, you know, that's one of my faves. But other than that, man, I haven't, The Wonder Years, I don't know if that came back yet or not. I'm not sure. I haven't seen commercials for it, so I know it's coming back. I just don't know when. So we'll be on to that whenever that's coming back. And that's all for TV talk, man.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say it like that, Queen Jern.
I'm just saying.
I know this is your favorite part right here. You know why it's Queen Jern's favorite part? Because it's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC around here, is when me and Queen Jern take situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We do not have acting classes. Hell, I don't even think neither one of us got SAG cards. But every week we come here and do this improv for you guys. Now, this week, man, the situation came up in a group chat. And I thought this would be a proper one for us to do. So, situation goes like this. Woman confronts man about his skid mark draws. So, Queen Jern, I'm going to set the situation. You washing your man clothes. You know, you just doing, you just first time you did something like this. The first time you did something nice for him. He, you know, you just like, you know what? I'm going to wash his clothes. You go to wash this nigga clothes. And you see multiple pair of skid marked up draws. And you finna confront him. Are you ready, Queen Jern?
I guess.
Here we go. Action. Playing the game. Come on. Hey, man. Huh? What's up?
What you got going on?
I'm saying playing mad. What's good?
Are you having a problem when you go to the bathroom?
What you mean, babe? I mean, what you mean a problem? What's going on?
Well, I was doing your laundry today, and it's...
Oh, you did my laundry?
Yeah.
I didn't ask you to do my laundry.
But I did it. It's all
but what you did my laundry? I didn't ask you to do my laundry.
Don't you use the game?
Yeah, but still, I do my laundry on. I do my laundry.
I see why you want to do it.
What you mean?
Because you're out here with these dog
man,
dogs looking like you a
man,
child.
Come on, man. See,
like,
see,
I'm trying to
see,
understand,
see,
like, listen.
See, listen.
I thought
listen.
You liked the little flushable wipes.
I mean,
if
listen.
If you using them things properly,
what
it's
you mean?
No reason for you to still have residue on your underwear. I got a child that ain't got that type of care.
I ain't want you doing my, man, listen, man, ain't nobody asked you to do my drawing. Like, listen, man.
You don't have to ask me. I call myself doing a kind gesture.
I understand that, but look, like though, listen, man.
Literally.
All I'm saying is this, man. I don't feel comfortable.
Oh, I don't feel comfortable either, but I need you to not feel comfortable with having shit in your drawers.
It ain't, man, it ain't that bad. It's just a little not, bit because, listen.
And how old
I'm
are you,
not,
sir?
I mean, listen. Man, how old are you, sir? I'm 34.
Okay, but, that's a problem.
But, like, you don't understand.
That's a 34-year-old problem that should have been resolved
at this
point.
Shit feel wild suspect when I'm wiping my ass and shit. Like, I don't like that feeling, okay, man. That shit.
So I just
wipe a little bit and then I just keep it moving.
You need to jump your ass in the shower then.
I mean, sometimes I do, but I mean, well, but if I don't have time, it might be some little.
That I done seen with a streak in them, it, sometimes you don't either.
I'm just saying, look, man, look. Like I say, I just don't do my laundry no more.
Oh, and I won't.
Don't
but
do my laundry
I
no
want
more.
You to consider wiping your ass, washing your ass, something.
Look, man, you ain't
put on another pair of drawers.
You ain't never. I ain't gonna be walking around here smelling like shit. You ain't smell nothing, so don't do that. Don't be trying to act like that, man.
So.
You making
you
a big.
Open, you ain't open you make, your ass all you, the way so that you can get it clean.
You ain't you.
But, you're too grown.
Listen, all I'm saying is this: it ain't never been no problem, so don't try to make it a problem now.
I'm not trying to make it a problem, but you're nasty.
I'm not nasty.
You're nasty.
Listen, you never would have known if you wouldn't have been sneaking around doing my laundry.
No.
I ain't asked you to do my laundry.
Wasn't no sneaking.
Like what you? I mean, you ain't have to do that.
If you spent more time washing your ass than you did playing on that video game,
man,
you probably wouldn't have these streaks in your drawers.
Listen. Listen, man. It's cool, bro.
It ain't cool.
Just don't.
It ain't cool.
I do my laundry from now on.
And
okay.
Will. And you will.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
The niggas.
So, Queen Jerry, what you doing in that situation? You wash your man draws and he really got... Is that situation playing out like what you just said?
Are you sticking with the nigga? I mean, it depends. If we both young, then probably. But if you... I mean, because that's just you being young. But if we grown and you can't wipe your ass good, like, is there a problem? Leaking out? Are you... You can't...
I just don't wipe good enough.
What's going on?
I just don't wipe. Because nigga said it's gay to wash between your butt cheeks. I said,
that's
what?
Nasty.
I said, how is it gay to wash between your
ass? Like straight ass.
These young niggas say it's gay to wash between your ass. That's what
they say.
These
same niggas who want somebody to eat their ass, but you ain't gonna wash the ass. Which one is it now? Make it make sense, because it don't make sense at this point.
Just telling what the young people say. I said,
that's dumb.
Nigga said, it's gay to wash between your ass. I said, yo, that's the wildest shit I ever heard in my fucking life.
No, that sound like you washed your ass and liked it one time. That's what the fuck it was. You rubbed a little hard and you caught a corner of that ass crack and now you tooted your own booty out. Now you conflicted. That's what that shit sound like. Ain't no problem with washing your ass. You need to. You got shit coming out of there. You need to get some soap and water on a rag and you need to handle your business.
Damn. Shout out to all y'all the dirty ass niggas out there. And shout out to the women that's with these niggas with the dirty asses and love they dirty draws.
I don't see it.
I mean, because I'm be real. If I ever, like, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. Like, a woman with shit. Oh, my
you
God.
You shouldn't think it's appropriate for anybody to have no shit.
True. I mean, I give you, listen, little, you know what I'm saying, that little rusted being there, cool. But, you know what I'm saying, it can't be nothing on the ass part. Like, if it's around the crotch area, hey, shit go on down there. Just don't see no green and yellow colorful shit down there, then. You know, as long as it's rusty, I'm okay. But if that shit crunchy and crusty, oh no.
It ain't nothing ought to be crunchy and crusty no way, because if you're washing clothes every week, twice a week, I don't see how nothing sitting in there.
I remember a story about this girl back in school, high school. She was one of them pretty girls at school. One of the boys go over her house one of them days. It was skip school time, and he messed around, and she had a dirty pair of drawers that was on the floor that was crunchy and crusty. Her stock plummeted. I ain't never seen stock fall so low. Like, I was just like, damn, anybody can get her now. Like, bro, it was just like, yo. Like, for real, like, it was like.
I'm just saying the man ain't had to tell her business.
But he was just like, damn. Because he said, I'm not messing. She was nasty. He was like, man, she nasty, bro. Like, I'm not. She cute, but she ain't got no hygiene. Like, she, you know, he was just like, nah, I'm cool, bro. Like, nah, he ain't even want it when he got over there. And I was like, damn. And. So, you know, matter of fact, it was It was like middle school, high school. It was like that little area. So she rebounded from it. She rebounded from it, but you know, still, it, her stock.
You got it while it was low.
Oh no, no, I ain't. Man, I'm not that. Nick, she nasty. Why I want to deal with her?
You said she rebound.
Oh, when she got older, like she was a cheerleader and everything like that.
She still might have had a dirty coochie.
I'm left to assume that. That's why I'm never gonna forget about the crusty draws. Then man said, "Yo, she had them just on the floor and shit." Like he was like, "Yo, they were just on the floor." He said they were nasty, crunchy, and colorful. And I was just like, "Damn, damn, not." But you know, it is what it is.
Niggas so, got draws that stand up too. So
shit, hell yeah, they do. Hell yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out to all y'all crusty draw ass niggas.
Yeah. Once they get crusty, you should throw them shits in the
Throw them away, man. Look, underwear ain't that expensive, man. You ain't got to spend a lot of money on this underwear. Y'all niggas out here spending all this money on underwear. Y'all niggas some fools.
Yeah.
Y'all don't wipe good, but you got $50 underwear on. Yeah, you ain't wiping your ass good.
But I feel like them the ones that's really shitty. Because even if you wiping your ass good, if I spend $50 on a pair of drawers, I'm wearing them bitches. Like, them ain't no damn draws that we just win one time out of the week. Them shits is high rotation. One pair of draws, $50? Nah. You better buy a pack of draws for $27. But oh, you sure as hell ain't finna get me to put no damn $50 pair of draws on.
Somebody put online, they had like at this little Burlington Coat Factory or something. It was a 30-pack of draws.
Hey, I'm
for a whole month.
A whole month.
I wonder how much that bag was.
Probably didn't cost more than $30.
Damn.
I promise you. Might have been $15.99.
Shit.
So
you never realize how much draws is, niggas, because we don't really buy them unless we out of town because we forget to pack them motherfuckers. Or we just like, I just buy some draws when I go out of town. Like, I'm not packing no draws. Like, I buy a pack. But then we buy them, we're like, damn, these motherfuckers expensive. So I'd be like, yeah, no wonder niggas get them for gifts. And all right, we well appreciate it. A gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, because clearly if somebody else don't buy them for you, y'all will walk around here with the ones.
Holes, and they be looking like Tarzan, exactly. Nigga, with drawers. Just, hey, just a strap, nigga.
I was about to say, ain't got nothing, catching nothing. But
nigga got the strap, nigga. That shit just
ding-a-ling.
Man, hey, that's when you know it's laundry day with a nigga. He got the raggedy drawers on because he done went through all his good drawers. So now he got the drawers with nuts just dropping out the motherfucker. But anyway, man, enough of that. It's reading rap lyrics time, y'all. It's time to read some rap lyrics. Over here, we read rap lyrics and we read them in office voice, our professional voice, our dramatic voice. We read them in accents. We read however the fuck you want to read them, but make sure you read the god doggone lyrics. This one, it's my turn. And this one goes a little something like this. Money making is my thing because I'm trying to be rich. Trying to put away meals. That's why I'm in the studio on my shit. Dropping rap after rap like you sell key after key. Backed up by the best. Fresh dropping beat after beat. My clique is the hot boys. Best believe we're so hot. And dangerous. If we in a beef, we'll clear the whole block. No fading us at all, nigga, cause we roll too deep. With AKs off safety, knocking niggas off their feet. I go by the name The BG. I ride on chrome in the 98 Lex ES3. I bust a nigga dome for baby, known as B3. And all these niggas know my dog will do the same for me. We family. Cash Money is an army, nigga. A navy, nigga. So if you ever try to harm me, nigga, it ain't gravy, nigga. Don't play a hate me, nigga, cause I leave your shit stale. Light your ass up real good and you will never get well. That was the ghetto laureate known as BG off his song Cash Money is an Army off his like might be his fourth album by then. Chop City in the Ghetto.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So love that shit, man. That song will get you hype, nigga. Mm. Yes. Get next week is Queen Germ time.
Y'all know what I do for the
people. Y'all know what she do for the people. A lot of HBCU love on this show. HBCU confessional time is when I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and rub them on Queen Germ. And this will go a little something like this. I had a threesome with these two boys in West Village South, and I think one of them nutted in me. How am I supposed to tell my mom I don't know who the baby daddy is? Albany State. Queen Germ, react.
First of all, you don't need to have no baby. Because if you out here letting niggas just fuck you. You know what I'm saying? They just running trains or doing whatever the hell you doing, having threesomes. I don't see why you want to have no child. So you know what to do with that. Ain't no need to tell your mama nothing about something that ain't finna be here in a minute. Because if they busting nuts in random bras and whoever doing whatever with you, none of y'all ready to be nobody mama or daddy.
You got to have that baby now, don't you?
No, you don't.
I thought they outlawed it.
Child, please. You can go across state lines. Them people don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
They don't know. It ain't that tight yet. You still got some pockets of Georgia where you can get that tip taken care of.
I wouldn't trust them pockets.
Hey,
I wouldn't trust them pockets.
If you letting random niggas bust nuts in you, you can trust the pockets.
You don't give a fuck.
Because your lifestyle ain't what it need to be.
You now, right.
You ain't saying you was in a relationship and you think you too young to have a baby or something.
Mm-hmm.
You said you had a threesome willingly. And one of the niggas done bust a nut in you. Because that tell you right there, y'all done had enough of a conversation where he felt comfortable, or you didn't have enough of a conversation for you to know that the nigga was trifling like that.
Mm.
You done let somebody lay on you too long. Now you think you're pregnant. And I'm assuming that you know you're pregnant if you're talking about it. But, hey, these young kids out here, they feel some type of way. They want to say, oh, I feel like I'm pregnant. And you waiting to see what the test results say. But, hey.
I will never forget that time.
That
little young nigga came to me. He was like, "Mr. Germ, can I talk to you?" He said, "I think I got a girl pregnant." I said, "Wow. What? Why are you going to ruin your life like that?" He said, "But the crazy part is, all she did was suck my thing." And you know what I'm saying? So I was just like,
Well, she ain't
pregnant from you. He was like, "What?" He said, "No, she said she got a hole in her stomach." And that's how it felt. I said, "Sir. You okay?"
I'm glad, yeah. So now that we know that you that dumb, you don't need to put your
dick
in nothing.
You need to stop.
Because clearly.
You need to stop. You know both
kids,
participants.
I'm pretty sure.
You know both certificates. Yeah. One
pregnant now.
One probably
that
sold,
girl pregnant now.
One probably sold you a ranky ass washing machine.
Yeah, and she's pregnant now.
Yes.
Like, and then that tell you that she never learned nothing either because she on baby number 3 and ain't 23 yet.
God damn.
Yeah, maybe 23, but whatever. She on that bullshit. Then sent me a damn random text message after I ain't talked to you in months talking about something. You having a baby. Baby due any day now.
I don't
care.
This
time it's a girl. Here's my Cash App.
I don't give a fuck.
You want to bless
it. Whole thing. I don't want to bless it. Look, I'm going to send it to the Lord. Lord, please bless this girl Cash App.
However you got to get it though.
Yes. Lord, please bless this girl Cash App with money. Do what you need to do, Lord. I lay hands upon thee.
She don't want the money because I'm pretty sure this baby daddy number 3.
You don't know. You won't need my Cash App. So you be sending me a request. Nope. You will not get a Cash App from me. Nope. I'll send it to somebody else and be like, yo, send this to this person for me.
And I just feel like at this point, you ain't really trying to do nothing with yourself because.
Yeah, I told you that long time ago when she said, can you watch my baby so I go to Daytona and dance? I said, excuse me?
I mean, if the baby going to be left in the house, it might be at my house. Shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to help the people.
What if she ain't never come back? Then you stuck with a baby.
And I would have been fine with that.
No, the fuck we wouldn't. I would have turned that little nigga in. I would have took him to that little safe space box and put his ass in that little box and walked off and like.
Don't do that.
That nigga would have been. Hey, he would have had a story to tell. Like, yo, they said they found me at the fire station. I was
you said something wrong with you.
I'm just saying, nigga. No, I'm like, I don't know what's no. I'm not a baby. Cause that night you was watching him in the middle of the night, the nigga started crying. I was just like, yo, you get up. That's your thing. I'm not getting up.
I'm saying you ain't no good.
I ain't no good. You're right. Cause I told you like, no. You tell her to keep her baby. You do not facilitate her foolishness.
And I'm okay with it. Cause I need kids to have spaces to be safe.
I understand
you
that.
Can't just leave and walk off.
That's gonna make him an NBA star, an NFL star, a famous rapper.
He gonna
have a story to tell.
Mama
ain't shit. She shaking her ass in Daytona, leave me with strangers. That's how I made it, nigga. I got out the mud, nigga. My mama ain't care about me, nigga.
Yeah.
Like that's the nigga that's gonna make it.
Okay.
That's why I was telling you.
Well, I want to be a part
you
of
stopping
his.
You stopping his ascension.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody with a good listen. If your kid in a 2-parent home, he's gonna be a nice, successful human citizen. All that vote, all that good shit. But the nigga not gonna be nice in basketball or football or great rapper or nothing. He'd probably be a doctor, a lawyer, you know, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't gonna be no motherfucking money making basketball player or entertainer, nigga. Like that's the goal.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Okay. Well, I'm glad.
At least that's what they'll tell us. You know what I'm saying? That's what they tell us anyway. So that's all for HBCU confession. Now, it's time for Keeping 100. Queen Germ, do you have a Keeping 100?
Yes. My Keeping 100 this week is be true to yourself, because chances are everybody else done lied to you.
100.
Damn.
So you might as well be the one person that can be honest with you. Ain't no need to live a lie. Ain't no need to do some shit that you ain't got no business doing or that you don't feel comfortable doing. Just do what you like. Do you.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Live with the consequences.
Live with the consequences.
Whatever they may be.
Hey, whatever they may be. Because you in his world, people tell you things just to get you to do what they want you to do, manipulate the situation. You know who you are. You know what you like. If you want your legs cocked up and your ass ate, hey, just make sure you wash it. But just be real. Find somebody who's willing to do the freaky shit you're trying to do.
Because they said okay. It's somebody out there for everybody.
Yes.
What Dolomite said, whatever type of shit you into, it's somebody else into.
They into that shit too.
You just got to find them motherfuckers. Use the internet for good, not bad.
Yeah.
If you like watching fucking anime or, you know, whatever you like working gardening,
like
whatever. It's somebody out there that's into that same shit. You just got to find them motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
So, not to piggyback off your Keep 100.
It's all good, but what's your Keep 100?
My Keep 100 is this. You can't talk shit all week and expect a hug after the game.
100.
Now, if the energy is this, if me and you, we got a game against each other on a certain day of the week, and we talking shit back and forth, after that game is over, we can shake hands and walk our ways, but don't be trying to hug me, give me a bro hug and shit. What I'm talking about is Deion Sanders, and he was upset that I think it was Alabama State might have scheduled them for homecoming. He looked as if it was a money grab. Like, he knew that if you bring Jackson State to town, you're going to fill up the stands. So you scheduled them for homecoming. So he took that as a slight. Because usually when you schedule people for homecoming, that's a game you want to win. That's looked at as y'all coming here for the ass whooping. So yeah. Deion took it personal. So all week he was talking shit. Then after the game, he had some comments, and then he was talking shit again. And so when they went to shake hands, Deion and the coach, I think his name was Eddie Robinson Jr., no relation. He shook hands with him, and then Deion came in for like a hug, and he put his hand up like that, like, nah, nigga, we ain't hugging. And so Deion throws his elbow off of him. And so, Deion looking all upset about it, whatever like that. And I'm just like this, Deion, you bought that energy. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, it was what it was. He said, I'm swag. He said, Deion ain't swag. And, hopefully he'll be here next year. And hopefully they'll schedule us for their homecoming. He's selling up the rivalry. You know what I'm saying? He doing his best to make his name out there. And maybe kids will want to come to Alabama State or whatever like that. I think that's who they were playing. And so, it was a moment for both coaches. I enjoyed it. At being a coach myself. But I'm just telling Deion, if that's the energy you're bringing, you can't be upset when the nigga don't want to hug you after, A, you talk shit all week, and then, B, y'all beat us. And then what it was Deion, the coach said he took a kind of slight at it. The game was in hand, and Deion was still throwing passes, trying to score or whatever like that. So he felt like that was a little, unsportsmanlike. So he took an issue with that, which, I mean, I'm on both sides
sometimes,
of it.
Yeah,
I'm on both sides of it. Sometimes I'm like, look, stop me. And sometimes I'm like, I get both sides of the coin.
Yeah. But you got to know when to say when.
Yeah, but still, you can't complain about it. Like, you lost.
Yeah, you lost.
Like, the game is over. Like, whatever they do, like, the game is in hand, so it don't even fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? So don't take it offense to what niggas is doing. Like, niggas ain't going to come out there and just down the ball, take knees, and run straight up the middle, run the clock out. Nigga might, I got my bench warmers in there. They want to score.
Yeah.
You can't get mad like a nigga shoot a three.
That's the only time they going
to
get in.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in the newspaper, baby. Like, shit, I might do some sports in the highlight shit while I'm out here. So, so I get both sides. So that's my Keeping 100, man. Keep that same energy. Keep that same energy. Winner, loser time, Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Yes, my winner this week, I don't have her name, but she is a young lady who went viral explaining how she loves her job so much.
Winner!
And what does she do? I'm glad you asked. This young lady works night shift at Marriott, and she just showed the people how she just be chilling all night.
Did she show her face?
Eating the snacks. I don't think so. She
okay.
Be eating the snacks and having a good old time at her job, watching TV, everything there is to do, because she be straight chilling at the job, and people are just like, you know, fascinated by the fact that she has all this flexibility. And people are even thinking like, hey, I don't be doing shit at night. I like to stay up. So this might be something good for them to do. But, you know, she just been having a lot of following behind her.
They're going to find her out.
Carrying on at the place. I mean, it's been like multiple videos. So I guess, you know, she got people that want to see what she does and doesn't do all night long.
She better stop. She better stop while she's ahead, because they're going to find out and niggas going to be like, hold on, that's April.
Yeah.
Like, I know her. Like,
and they so might. They might, but hey.
Because, you know, no wonder I can't get no fucking pillows on the third floor at 2 a.m, you know, shit like that. So she they're going
to. Down there making videos.
The internet going to find her out, because that's TikTok. What people do. She will be doxxed.
Yeah.
She will be doxxed.
They on a mission to find you, but hey, cease and desist, girl. Yes. But it's been fun watching it.
My winner is this lady who stopped in a store to buy snacks for her kids and end up winning $50,000 on Powerball.
Winner.
So she just stopped in the store because she heard her fucking crumb snatchers was crying. They were hungry. So she was like, look, man, let me get these little niggas some goddamn little Debbie cakes till I get home and get the spaghetti made. So she stopped, bought the little Debbies. I'm making all this up. End up buying a Powerball ticket. And then she saw like a couple days later that the winning ticket was sold at that store. And she was like, gee, you know, that's crazy. I bought a ticket from that store. So looked up the damn numbers and it was her. She had won $50,000. So she's my winner this week for looking out for the babies. It went fuck them kids that day, and fuck them kids. Not being team fuck them kids won her $50,000.
That's what I'm talking about. One day.
Yes.
One day real soon.
You got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes. My losers this week is going to be anybody that didn't go to somebody's homecoming last weekend. So, there's a lot of y'all.
Loser.
Okay. My losers. All y'all that didn't get the HBCU dunks that came out last week.
Loser.
I know a lot of y'all wanted them Tennessee State dunks, them Clark Atlanta dunks. I know you wanted them. And now
you
the... Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The price has went up considerably on the motherfuckers. So I do know on 1025, if anyone is listening out there, they got some A Yantees dunks that's coming out. Holla at your boy King Germ.
Okay.
If you're in the area, I got people on standby willing to go stand at the stores for me to get me a pair. You know what I'm saying? I only want them for the inside of the shoe. That's the only reason why I want them. But, yeah, I will get them on 1025 by hook or by crook. Mm. And I'm not paying more than retail. Just letting y'all niggas know. So check out your school. See if they got some. I think FAMU's come out on the 18th.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They got the FAMU, the Rattler ones. You know what I'm saying? They come out on the 18th. So, yeah, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. Those are all my losers. If you didn't get them or if you missed them last week.
Mm.
And I'm talking to you. Well, Queen Germ, it's like we have ran through this docket. It's time for me to say, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch. And of course, my girl, KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, never.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, My Nigga J Will, Stack, Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Nanita, Sleazy the Black Farmer. You got 12 Cow Podcast. You got Eclectic and the EDP. You got Mad Static with Beats, Rhymes, and Body Slams. You got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. You got Pork, L, Miss Mini Meeks, the Cool Out Corner. You got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. You got Dr. Bracer Network. You got Dr. Cam, Long Live K-Law, the Truck Driver, Dr. Bracer. That's the Black Pod Squad. I think that's everybody. I don't think I missed nobody. Yeah, that's everybody. Shout out to the Black Pod Squad. Please go to blackpodsquad.com. Check out our other podcasts that we got on the Black Pod Squad Network. Of course, Frocast part of it too. Yeah, that's what I miss us. But you know, you can't shout yourself out. That's
you kind of can.
That's kind of weird. Shout out to all the other podcasts that fuck with us, man. You got Jay Christian in the Cognac Room. You got Riders, Riders Live. You got Harrison, 8more92. You got Dagum Mario at the Sound of My Voice. Got the Mind Triggers podcast. You got JR, West Virginia, Uncommonplace, motherfucking Bobby the Brain, the Weasel. That's what we're going to call JR for now, the Weasel. You know what I'm saying? who else we got? I said him with the Black Pod Squad thing. Let's see who else we got.
That disrespectful motherfucker, MG.
Nah, we don't speak about him ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
You can't do him like that.
Oh, I can't.
The band has been.
Oh, no. He rebanded himself today. Like,
oh God.
Yeah. So yeah. We don't speak on him. No need to not even give him the notion that we're. Yeah, so nah, done. So let me see who else podcast. Any other podcasts that fuck with us, man? Shout out to all the new podcasters that found out about the Frocast and love the show. Thank you. All the people on our Instagram, Twitter people, Nomad Game, Dom, Dot, all the gang. Thank you, Dom. Your NC State Wolfpack took care of those fucking Seminoles, and I loved it. Thank you. Anybody else at that site, the fuck with the kid, Doc Claw and all the gang, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, nice show we had to do. I mean, we bounced back this week. We took last week off. I think we came back. We went and, you know, it felt great. It like felt like we ain't miss a beat. So, Queen Jern, go ahead, rate your show.
Due to the fact that I was living my best life this weekend, although the weekends are always too short, I was in the 912. I'm going to have to say simply, I'm going to give this show's rating a 9.
Man, well, considering that we got 6 games to play this year, and we already played 1, and we already own 1, and I'm 0-5 in fantasy, I'm going to have to get this show an 8 because it's 8 minutes and a quarter in our football games. And Kobe wore 8.
Okay.
So, we've cleaned the outline. We did our shout-outs. We did our ratings. It's now time to say, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a shirt, bitch. Don't. See? 1 of the 4. We got people that pay. Hey, y'all starting to. Y'all doing 1 of the 4, and we appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate it all.
Yes. So, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com